Nolte, Democrat-run suburbs will be destroyed under Biden infrastructure plan. By John Nolte on April 15, 2021. If Democrats are in charge of your suburban zoning laws, get ready for the death of your quality of life. His fraudulency. Joe Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan includes provisions to annihilate suburban single-family housing. This from the far-left USA Today pretty much sums it up. Biden's proposal would award grants and tax credits to cities that change zoning laws to bolster more equitable access to affordable housing. A house with a white picket fence and a big backyard for a 4th of July barbecue may be a staple of the American dream. But experts and local politicians say multifamily zoning is key to combating climate change, racial injustice, and the nation's growing affordable housing crisis. Remember when Donald Trump warned us Biden was determined to destroy the suburbs and the fake media fact-checkers told us that was a lie? Well, here you go. Already the Biden administration and Democrats have declared the suburbs racist. And now they intend to punish the racist suburbs by zoning them for affordable housing. Which means rental units and lower property values and instability for your daily quality of life. Biden wants cities to put more apartment buildings and multifamily units, such as converted garages, in areas traditionally zoned for single-family housing. Current zoning laws that favor single-family homes, known as exclusionary zoning, have disproportionately hurt low-income Americans. Many of them can't afford to buy a big lot of land, leaving them trapped in crowded neighborhoods earmarked in the past for Black and Brown residents, while white families were able to move to single-family areas in the suburbs. How is Biden going to convince local politicians, who are in charge of their own zoning laws, to destroy their own suburbs? Bribes, paid for by U.S. taxpayers. Federal policy was designed to protect people from discrimination when they are renting or buying a home. But regulating land use and zoning is largely a function of local government. Biden's infrastructure plan could significantly increase local budgets decimated during the COVID-19 economic recession. An attractive proposal for some mayors who already support affordable housing policies but want cash to cover the cost of these projects. Mayor Ras Baraka of Newark, New Jersey, said his city plans to take full advantage of the federal dollars to bolster a 10-year master planning process and increase access to affordable housing for Black and Brown residents. They make it about race, but plenty of Black people are fleeing Democrat-run shithole cities for the suburbs. The second trend is the racial and ethnic transformation of suburbia. Part of this is due to immigration, but another part is the suburbanization of African Americans. Between 1970 and 2000, the share of African Americans living in suburban Atlanta increased from 27% to 78%, while in Greater Washington, D.C. it rose from 25% in 1970 to 82%. Those trends have continued to accelerate. And now all the hard work and financial investment white and Black Americans have poured into their suburban home is at real risk under this malicious plan. For those of you who might not understand what's going on here, let me explain with a single word: stability. What you want where you live, what you want more than anything else, is stability. Rental units undermine stability. You never know who your neighbors are going to be. Your neighbors are changing all the time. Eventually you will be stuck with lousy neighbors. Example, when three empty lots across the street from my house went up for sale, the wife and I went into debt to buy them. Why? Because of the stability that comes with those lots remaining empty. We now don't have to worry about who our three new neighbors might be. It also makes a nice green space for the neighborhood. All the neighbors are invited to use it, and few things make us happier than when they do. Further, the only problems we have ever had in this neighborhood come from a rental house. Every year or two we get new renters in that house. The current renters are great. In the past, though, we've had problems with those renters, and those living closest to them dealt with the worst of it. The problem is this: there are good renters and there are lousy renters. And people, of all colors and creeds, move to the single-family-zoned suburbs to escape the stress that comes from that reality. This is why rental units decrease your property values. Rental units automatically mean a lower quality of life, and a lower quality of life means your property is worth less. Now imagine those who paid a premium on their home to enjoy a single-family zoning quality of life and will now suffer a loss when the Democrats who run their local government sticks it in their ass to get all this federal money. Of course, Democrats want to destroy the suburbs. Of course, they do. Name one thing that's fun and enjoyable Democrats are not determined to destroy. Sports, entertainment, news media, education, and now your idyllic neighborhood. This is what fascists do. They are all miserable people who can't stand the thought of anyone living peaceful, fulfilling and happy lives. If this bill passes and Democrats are in charge of your local zoning laws, you are screwed. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.